Tens of thousands of Palestinians left their homes from all over the West Bank and headed towards Jerusalem al-Quds in order to pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque on the last Friday of Ramadan, marking the International Quds Day.
International Quds Day aims at worldwide activities and reminds the world that Quds and Al-Aqsa Mosque are under Israeli occupation and in danger. It is well known that extremists want to demolish Al-Aqsa Mosque and will warn of this fanatic, intolerable behavior.
Israeli forces stationed at checkpoints surrounding Jerusalem al-Quds let a number of Palestinians through, but the majority of Palestinians were sent back. The worshippers who were allowed entry were forced to walk through several checkpoints with their identification cards in hand.
It's a kind of punishment, you know. It's so difficult to pass this checkpoint, and it's really difficult.
They treat us badly. We go through prejudice, humiliation, and oppression just in order to cross the checkpoint and pray in Al-Quds.
Some Palestinians were waiting at the Israeli checkpoint for hours under the scorching August sun while fasting, in order to make it to Jerusalem al-Quds and Al-Aqsa Mosque before the start of noon prayers. The Palestinians living in the West Bank knew what to expect, while Palestinians who are living and working abroad were a bit surprised by the occupation's practices.
Frankly speaking, I'm coming from Dubai, and I feel it's so strange to pass all through this all checkpoint. People is waiting a lot of time, and it's a religious reason. I believe that they should allow people to go.
We would like to see the gates to Jerusalem is open, to make some facilities to the people to have to practice there and to celebrate on their prayers, especially on the last day, which is Friday, in Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from the West Bank and occupied lands have headed to Jerusalem al-Quds to perform prayers in Al-Aqsa Mosque. Hundreds of Palestinians who were refused entry to Jerusalem al-Quds by Israeli forces through the Qalandia checkpoint have found alternative ways to reach the Holy City, either over the apartheid wall or through the various dirt trails not patrolled by occupation forces. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Qalandia.